North Carolina has long enjoyed a national reputation for its commitment to public education. That reputation is now in tatters. A deep recession and political change in Raleigh have decimated education funding. The impact on teachers has been dramatic. With virtually no raises in 5 years, more and more teachers are choosing to leave the state to teach elsewhere or leave the profession altogether. Reporter Katie Arcieri writes about the problem with teacher pay in this week's Business Journal, and she joins me now. Welcome, Katie.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with some numbers. Now, not too long ago, North Carolina ranked in the mid-30s among states in average teacher pay. Now it ranks 46th. Katie, what's that mean in dollars, and how does it compare to some of our neighboring states?
It means that North Carolina teachers are making about $46,000 a year, and that's the same as in the 2011-2012 school year. Comparatively, neighboring states like Virginia and South Carolina are making higher at about $48,000, and up north, New York, Massachusetts, teachers can make about $70,000. So there's really a profound difference in what states are investing in education.
So you write about Amy Jones, and she's a fourth grade teacher in Mount Airy. She's got 14 years of experience. She's been nominated by her peers as Teacher of the Year. You would think that this is someone who's well compensated. How's she doing?
Ms. Jones is actually a teacher at Flat Rock Elementary School in Mount Airy, and she's passionate about her kids. She's not in this job for the money, but at the same time, she's a single mother of two teenagers who makes about $35,000 a year, which is about 23% below the state average and much lower than the national average of about $56,000.
So she actually has to have a part-time job, is that right?
Right. She actually works at Lowe's Home Improvement, making about $9 an hour just to make ends meet.
What is the impact of this low pay and lack of raises? What kind of impact is it having on teacher turnover rate across the state?
Teacher turnover rate is definitely increasing, not only in North Carolina, but in places across the triad. In North Carolina, the rate is about 14%. That's up from 11% in 2011. In Guilford County, Alamance counties, they've both increased. And in the city of Lexington, the turnover rate is at about 18%, which is up from about 12%.
18%. That's almost one in five teachers in Lexington or Davidson County are actually leaving the profession to go elsewhere. So are there some actual numbers about how many teachers are leaving the state to go elsewhere?
Teachers are definitely resigning to teach in other states. In the 2012-2013 school year, 455 North Carolina teachers resigned to teach in another state, and that's up from 312 in the 2010-2011 school year. Other reasons that teachers are leaving the profession include resigning to teach at a private school. The number of teachers who resigned to teach at a private school in the 2012-2013 school year was 143, and that's up from 114 in 2011.
So we can put an actual number on this, you know. And so do you have a sense of the impact on the students as a result of all this?
Well, it definitely means bigger classrooms. It means less time to teach for a lot of these teachers. And it just means inconsistency, you know, with these teachers. I talked with the Lexington City School Superintendent, Rick Kreisky, and he basically said that they've had a number of teachers who have left Lexington to work at other states that pay more or to another system that pays signing bonuses. So they're really attracted to school systems in states that are paying more for doing the same job. And he's worried that if these quality teachers are not getting more of a pay, that we're going to see a drain in quality educators across North Carolina.
So it's not just educators and principals that are concerned, it's economic developers, and that's a big part of your story. These are the folks that are charged with bringing new jobs and new companies to the state. Why are they so concerned about this teacher pay issue?
Well, a lot of economic developers are concerned because they're worried about the instability of the workforce later on. You know, places like Davidson County constantly have a problem of filling jobs with qualified workers. Steve Googe is an economic developer in Davidson County and says that he thinks that providing better compensation for teachers could help to solve that problem.
Katie, Governor Pat McCrory and the Republican-controlled General Assembly now say they support raising salaries for starting teachers. What kind of reaction are you hearing to that plan?
Many education leaders say that's a step in the right direction, but it really does nothing to address the salaries of experienced teachers who have invested in the community. These teachers have not had a raise in years, and actually there's been about a 15% decline in inflation-adjusted salary for these teachers between 2001 and 2011.
Yeah, it's a big problem. Katie, thank you for your report.
Thank you.
To read Katie's story this week and more breaking business news from the region, go to the Business Journal online at triad.bizjournals.com. For WFDD with this week's Business Report, I'm Justin Catanoso.